Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Yeah. So there's 2,000 yards, there's trying to be the MVP, and there's trying to get Dickerson's record. And, of course, Baxter Barkley has been a huge initiative around here, trying to garner, you know, additional support for Saquon and the MVP candidacy. Of course, it has gotten more complicated in the last 2 or 3 weeks as Josh Allen just continues to play just incredible. So it's a two-man race. It does feel that way. With that said, of course, we've been getting on a lot of the great running backs in Eagles history and to a certain extent NFL history as well, having Dickerson on the show 2 weeks ago. Let's talk to, I mean, to say the least, one of our favorite Eagles of all time, one of the great running backs ever to wear an Eagles uniform, and in 1980 gave us this moment on a glorious day at the Vet. Hey, Philadelphia sports hero, one of our favorite Eagles ever, and of course a member of the Eagles Hall of Fame, the great Wilbert Montgomery. Wilbert, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Top of the morning.
Blessed day today.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you so much. Hey, that run, they talk a lot about that run being 5 seconds or less. They talk a lot about you being able to run the 100 yards in 9.6. What would you run in the 40 back in the day, Wilbert?
The mid-high 4.4, 8.4, 9.
Wow.
You know, consistency probably at a five, you know, I missed at 4 or 5 because, you know, I had that thigh bruise, that injury that
you're rounding up. So you're a 4.4 guy. We can see that explosive.
Well, we certainly saw it on that run. And Wilbert,
sure,
your phenomenal career. Let me say to you, Wilbert, it's an honor to have you on the program here. First time for John and I. You know, we both grew up big fans. I was on the younger side. John, just a little bit older.
I had your jersey.
I did too.
John.
Yes.
John, I got your jersey.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's great.
Man, that is unbelievably flattering. Well, that's very kind to say.
So, Wilbert, a lot of people around here in the next week with the holidays coming up, I mean, tens of thousands are about to be gifted from Santa Claus a Saquon Barkley jersey. Talk about a hot seller. My God. All right. So, Wilbert, let's talk about Saquon here. What do you admire in his game? What do you notice in his game that makes him so particularly special at the running back position?
Well, you know that because you're talking to a former running back and you're talking to an NFL coach that coach running backs, and you know, the thing that's first that you admire about a tailback, and I'm not going to say running back, I'm going to say tailback, mm-hmm, because in two, it's vision. His vision and the quick feet, the ability to make someone miss in the hole, can he hit the home run? Those are things you look for. He's a problem when it comes to matching up with him. So when you got the quick feet and you're slippery and you can make guys miss, you got a good change of direction, these are the things that you admire about a running back. Those are things you start to look for when you evaluate running backs.
Wilbert, how different is the running back job description now compared to when you were playing? How different is the requirement?
Well, John, you know, and I'm just saying, as a running back then, one of the biggest things, you know, you, Joe and John, is that when we played back then, you also had to be a great protector. You have to be able to block.
Sure.
I mean, and the game today, you know, if you couldn't block, you couldn't play.
Right.
They're not going to put you out there and turn you loose, let you turn somebody loose on the quarterback. Today, it's more of a pass-oriented game. And, John, I'm just going back to you, and because you're not too far remiss from this, is that you need to, when you came out of the huddle, you had to be able to locate your responsibilities.
Right.
You know, you got to block the linebacker to your side. Then you have to block the secondary guy, the corner, or the safety to your side. Plus, you had to scan back to the other side of the field in case somebody was coming off that side.
Maybe a corner cat.
Yeah, corner cat. And the other thing was, too, now, they don't dismiss that running back because, and two, people don't understand. His job still extends that he has to chip on the outside guy to help the tackle.
Absolutely.
Then he has to sideboard inside on the guard in the center if anybody's coming free.
Sure.
So he has a whole lot on his plate back then when we played. But now today, it's kind of like you're trying to get everybody out of the backfield because it's such a passing game for you right now.
So no question.
You know, John, if six guys in the box and five guys in the box, you can run.
Yeah.
You can run the ball.
Yeah.
But if seven guys, eight guys in the box, you know, you got to be able to audible to get out of it.
Sure.
So it's a little bit different, but it's good because, and two, that's the excitement of the game today.
No question. The great Wilbur Montgomery with us here. John, how cool is this for you, by the way? Because I know, John, when you were growing up, especially as a guy that made it to the league as a back, for you it was Walter Payton, was Keith Byers, Wilbur Montgomery. Like, you've talked – John, he's talking to you about your career right now.
That is amazing to me because, you know, I'm from Mechanicsburg, Wilbert, and, you know, I started noticing football when you were the guy. It was everything to me every Sunday. And, of course, I'm wearing number 31. And I wore number 31 when I was a youngster, when I finally got to play football.
That's great, man.
I wanted 31.
That's great.
I got 31. When I was finally in high school, 31 was too small. And I had to take 40 as my number when I was in high school.
Sure.
But anyway, I was such a huge Wilbert Montgomery fan.
Hey, Wilbert, let's talk about this current squad. So I would imagine as a, you know, a tremendous Eagles alum, you've got to be incredibly proud of what they're putting out there this year.
Well, personally, you know, Joe, I think in terms of by far, hands down, this is the best team in all of football. They got no weakness. I mean, they got no weakness. You know, you normally try to hide your weakness, but they don't have to hide anything. I mean, everyone's so caught up talking about what the offense is doing, but nobody is talking about what the defense is doing. The defense is incredible. And they are actually beating the crap out of people and giving the offense chances to do what they can do. And I'm saying, always, you know, you say another arm of the of a good defense is having a good offense, and you feed off each other. And I'm just going back when we was at St. Louis, and we was a talented team. We called ourselves the greatest show on turf. The offense is just like, you know, to me, looking at what you guys are doing, they can throw it, they can run it, and the defense come in and just shut everybody down because once you get a three-point lead and nobody.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
If they can't score and you go back and put seven on the board, now it's playing catch up. They are unbelievable. And I don't think Detroit match up well with them at all.
Well, Detroit's injuries have really hurt. And, you know, Wilbur, one of the realities, of course, is Saquon has been the star of stars this year, and he's got a legitimate shot for MVP. You know, we're trying to get some of the great backs to back Saquon, backs for Barkley for MVP. Now, I know it's gotten even tighter with Josh Allen's recent performances, but would you say that, you know, you're a back for Barkley that would like to see Saquon win this MVP this year?
Well, you know, you would love to see him to win the MVP because until it's been, you know, it'll mean a lot. It'll mean a lot for keeping the backs in conversation in the National Football League when a back can win it, because some quarterbacks that won the MVP, because they always look at it, but they don't like to talk about the things around the quarterback to help him to win the MVP. They'll have to talk about offensive linemen, and I think Philadelphia got the biggest, the strongest, the humongous best linemen in football in the last few years. So no one can match up with them. So they don't like to talk about that. Nobody talk about, you know, the receivers you're throwing to or the tight end. Those guys help make Josh and those type of guys. But I don't want to, you know, miss on Hurst because, too, no one giving him the due that he deserved. This guy here has been through a lot in his whole career, and I'm talking about in his college career. How do you like to be benched when you just won the Heisman Trophy and come back and go to another school and then go to Oklahoma, and then you come back there being a second-round draft pick and doing the things that he's doing right now? It's unheard of.
Yeah. It's been a strange journey. A lot of instability with the offenses, and now he's finally, hopefully, got the same offense for a few years in a row. I think that's really going to help him, Wilbert. I heard a story when Grant Calcaterra scored his touchdown last week. He ended up losing the ball. We heard a story about a similar situation once upon a time where you had to go and get Mike Quick's touchdown ball for a rookie Mike Quick. Well, can you tell us about that?
Yes, you know, it's amazing. You know, Mike was young, and you know how, you know, John, you were there. You know how that, being young, you're so excited. he was thrilled to death, and he spiked the ball and stuff like that, and it went up in the stands. Ooh. And, and I was in that drive with him, and I the ball went up in the stands, and I went up in the stands to get the ball, and I told him first.
All the way up in the stands. You went and traipsed all up into the stands for the rookie.
That's tremendous.
What a kind gesture.
Yes.
Good teammate.
You got to keep your first football, Mike.
That's true.
That's so good.
Good point.
So, Wilbert, speaking of being excited, you know, perhaps until the Eagles won the Super Bowl, let's see, it'd be 7 years ago at this point, until that moment, maybe most excited in modern history, of course, was your touchdown in 80. We played it when you came on, but I want to play it again and get you to walk us through that play and your memory of it. Let's listen one more time to Merrill calling your thrilling first quarter touchdown against Dallas. All right, Wilbert, there's so much to that play. One of the things that's always cracked me up, you never see it anymore. When you score that touchdown, there's like 15 random dudes in the back of the end zone that mob you to hug you. Like, that would never be allowed anymore. Anyway, can you walk us through that moment? I mean, as you get in the clear, there it is, the end zone. Like, what was going through your mind? And when you think back to it, what do you think of now?
Well, you know what? And I, you know, Merle Reese made it more exciting than it, the play actually really.
Come on, you don't have to be humble.
You know, Merle Reese can make a one-yard run sounds really exciting.
That's right.
But believe it or not, guys, I was coming into that game. I had tremendous – I had just got a concussion in practice that week.
Oof. Oh.
I had no idea of the play. And Ron Jaworski really told me after I went into the game, he said, well, you are running this ball to the left. And that's what I remember Ron telling me, and I broke it back. You know, we call it a cutback.
Yeah.
We call it a cutback. The action made me go back to my right, and we knew all along Cowboys were fast floor team. So that opened a lane up for me, and I know once I got past the first level, I'll run the rest of the guys to the end zone.
Love it.
Beautiful
well,
thing.
Well, Wilbert, on behalf of Eagles fans, let me thank you, my man, not just for that run, but, you know, the grace and beauty you played the game with, the power, the majesty, and you thrilled us. I mean, really, like, I was young, but I would hear it from my older siblings more, and I knew it a little bit, but I was on the young side. John saw you a little bit more, and to say you're one of our all-time favorites is an understatement, my man. Thanks
so
for being
smooth,
a
smooth, so
a,
fast,
yeah,
so powerful.
The whole
everything.
Deal. The whole deal. So, Wilbert, thanks for what you did and what you did for our program today. And it's great to know your support in Saquon. And have you ever met Saquon, by the way?
You know what? Briefly, you know, it's, you know, because I was there, you know, at practice and training camp, and we briefly brushed past each other in a small walk by, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's not that we know each other, but I just did get to see him a lot in college because my son went to Penn State and we was there all the time.
Love it. Hey, Wilbert, thanks for being on the program today. Enjoy the Eagles stretch run here and hopefully a second Super Bowl in franchise history. And thanks so much for being on the program, Wilbert.
Thank you, Joe and John. I appreciate it.
You
thank
got it.
You,
there
Wilbert.
He is. Wow, the great Wilbert Montgomery. John, that was a thrill. That was pretty cool, man.
Unbelievable.
Because for you and I know, Seltz, I'm geeking out a little bit, but
yeah,
we were kids.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh my, you grew up with it.
We were kids.
Like, you grew up with that play. I mean, that play.
Yeah.
My childhood. I saw and heard that play more than any other play.
I agree. I totally agree.
I wore his number. I wanted to be, you know.
I'm with you, man.
As much like him as I could.
Yeah. No, I'm totally with you.
All right. And you know, there were a lot of times when I would watch Brian. You know, Brian Westbrook.
Yep.
When as his teammate. Where there were you know reminiscences in the open field. Both guys had it was there was a speed. It wasn't a blazing speed, but there was a pull away speed to both and a smoothness that you could really admire.
Well, and
it was similar.
B. West, I thought the shiftiness was the biggest thing because he had an ability in a small space to make a defender miss. And the guy would be perfectly aligned to tackle him, and he wouldn't even touch him. Like, Brian would just juke a couple times, and then he would be gone, and the defender would totally miss him. That was the biggest thing that stood out to me with Brian.
With Brian, I was always just amazed at how complete he was as a back. Like, people don't realize.
Tremendous.
He was a good protector.
Yeah.
Even though
chip block of Michael Strahan is one of my all-time
favorites. Well, that and the catches. He had 1 year,
let
I think,
that
with like.
Lie
like,
how tough he was.
He had all the catches out of the backfield. By the way, so did Marshall Faulk, who Wilbert coached with the Rams.
The shovel pass from Donovan to Brian Westbrook was just one of my favorite
plays
of all time.
Phenomenal. All right, let's